Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Kevin Sorbo. Hercules, I just learned yesterday, it was the number one television show in the world back in the 90s. I'm curious. Now, we have Hercules on, Kevin Sorbo, with us because of the fact that he is a Christian, and we want to see how that rolls in Hollywood, and we also want to hear his testimony. So in just a couple of minutes, we're going to pull him up. Again, Kevin Sorbo's Hercules. We're going to pull him up and dig into him just a little bit and hear what he has to say. And again, we want to hear his testimony. So with that said, friends, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get rocking here, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out that website. When you're over there, friends, go to SOL Radio Live. Go to the top right side of the page and subscribe there. Top right side of the page on SOL Radio, friends, as well as just subscribing overall. We have 13 to 15 articles written from contributors all over the country, from preachers to constitutional attorneys. The list goes on. These are people that are tried and true. They're on the front lines in the culture war in which we fight. And they are, again, writing out of testimony and telling you how we can win the day. Also wanted to let you know, friends, as you are over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Equipping the Saints. This is a five-part series that we did called My War, and it's about 7 hours long. It aired on national television for 42 weeks. Again, it's called My War. It's what we've done in high schools. It's explaining things, the education systems, the issues that we deal with today. And the essence is showing the young people the price, the old people the price paid for their liberties. Because once they understand that someone fought, bled, and died to give them what it is that they have, the Christ on Calvary, right, they're going to live unto him who died for them, 2 Corinthians 5:15. So, folks, there's a lot to see over there. Also, consider when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, going over to the store. There's a plethora of things. Matter of fact, we got a brand new shirt coming out today. We'll show you that tomorrow on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But I would ask that you'd also consider keeping us out there by becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Become a son or a daughter of liberty. What does that mean? That means you empower us to stay out there for the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. Forgive me. Also wanted to let you know, folks, when you're over there, again, just consider there's free testimonials you can pick up. There's t-shirts, there's little booklets, there's for the children, there's virtue t-shirts, blue and green, and the list goes on. There's dog tags as well, all per your request, not mine, friends, just so you know. We're making no money off those t-shirts or those goods. They're just great conversational sparkers, and that's exactly why we have them. And there's scriptures based upon everything that we're doing over there as well concerning the merchandise. merchandise that you may purchase. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, again, we have a guest, Kevin Sorbos, Hercules. He will be joining us in about 7 minutes here, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. True that, right? John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. And again, the point is made scripturally. Out of the mouth of two or three, I just gave you four or five. Friends, we got some crazy stuff going on. I want to tee it up with just a couple things here before we bring Kevin on. But this just popped up just yesterday, and it's interesting that Hollywood, they love to set the narrative, don't they? All these that are teaching how to commit crimes with guns, did you know that many of them are anti-gunners? You know, many of those in Hollywood, you know, as if to suggest that they speak on the behalf of the people. I mean, we're talking about the debased here that are trying to put themselves up and have, in fact, deceived themselves in so many different ways, as if to suggest that you care what they have to say, as if to suggest that you are following their lead. Well, what about all of these pro-maskers in Hollywood, California? It's pretty crazy how that works as well. I don't need to play any sound for this, but go ahead and check this out. Look at the hypocrisy. Jay-Z, man, you got to wear your mask. Matt Damon, you got to wear your mask. Charlize Theron, you got to wear your mask. LeBron James, wear your mask. Not a one of them has a mask on. Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, no mask, but they're telling you what you better do. Emmett Smith's another one. Hey, folks. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3, they're a bunch of hypocrites. And that's exactly what you're seeing here. Jay-Z's another one. I'm just embarrassed for him, to say the least. But again, this is what the American people put up with and why I do not know. Again, I mean, look at the slew of immorality these debased are responsible for spewing out of their filthy hearts and their actions in so many different ways. And again, the hypocrisy is just unprecedented in so many different ways. As a matter of fact, when we get Kevin up, we can ask him about that as well. What is it like being a Christian inside of Hollywood? Oh, my goodness. I'd probably last for about 30 seconds and it would be all over with, friends. They wouldn't want me back, no question about it. So, again, friends, again, much to cover today. We're going to pull up Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, in just a couple minutes. I was doing a little tee-up here, and this is interesting. I don't know if you've seen this or not, if you're on social media platforms. If not, that's fine. You can still see the audio and or hear the video. But this is crazy. This is 1990.
Only one man can challenge their power. Hercules. Hercules possessed a strength the world had never seen. A strength surpassed only by the power of his heart. He journeyed the earth, battling the minions of his wicked stepmother Hera, the all-powerful queen of the gods.
Oh.
But wherever there was evil, wherever an innocent would suffer, there would be Hercules.
There would be Hercules.
Kevin said it was the number one show in the world. Now, I remember seeing this in passing, but we'll get to the nitty-gritty in just a couple minutes. On the other side, friends, we will have Kevin Sorbo's Hercules with us, and again, right after this hard break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, we're going to just pull up Kevin on audio right now as we speak. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to get on the Zoom thing. I can see my own face, but I don't know if it's working on your.
Well, listen, let's work it through until Sam gets this plugged in and or GCN gets it plugged in. But I just want to first of all tell you thank you very much. We finally got you hooked up. I've been kind of teeing this up for you in the sense of showing everybody who Kevin Sorbos is if they don't know who you are. And with that said, let's just work up to it because there's a lot that I want to ask you. And I know that we have a short amount of time, and with that said, why don't we just go ahead and start off with the fact that I first met you in Arizona with you and Sam. We were invited by Ted Baer Movie Guide to do an event there, and that was the first time I met you, and then we kind of connected after that. You guys came down to the ministry center. We ended up going out and having dinner, and so it kind of developed just a little tiny bit, and then all of a sudden you guys faded for about 7 or 8 years, and I thought about Kevin just the other day, and I thought I better get him on the radio and see what's up with him, because I haven't heard much from them, but I have seen you on God's Not Dead and the such, and we'll get up all caught up to that in just a couple minutes. But when I called you the other day, I just thought, whoa, you know, I kind of started doing a little homework on you, and I did not know that your experience was as vast as it was. So the first thing I want to ask you, Kevin, is how did a kid from Mound, Minnesota, first of all, end up in Hollywood? Let's start there.
Well, I was about 11 years old in my school in Little Mound, Minnesota. Went out to the Guthrie Theater to watch a Shakespeare play, the Merchant of Venice. I don't know what the heck they were saying because it was Shakespeare. I was only 11, but I was missed by the actor. I told my mom on the way home, I said, I'm going to be an actor. She gave me a nice little leg pad and said, that's nice here. So the seed was planted, but I was more interested in sports than I was in drama classes. But it wasn't really until I got to college where I started making a move at a double major in business, but a minor in drama. So they the seed was always there, and I knew it's something I was always going to be interested in doing. I started doing a lot of commercials back in my college years as well. That's how I got that all-important Screen Actors gift card that you have to have before you go to Hollywood or to even be able to get out and then, you know, be able to do television or movies. And I, you know, as you know, we got, what do you got? 3M, you got Dairy Queen, you got Best Buy, you got Pillsbury, you got General Mills. So I was very lucky to do a lot in the commercial world, and that just really helped pay for my acting classes and helped pay for me to follow my dream.
How did you connect into that world, though, Kevin? How did that transpire? I watched a little bit of your bio, and you said that you were walking down the street and someone noticed your stature, and they said, you know what, I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. Is that how that began?
No. That was a difference. That was, I followed a girl I was dating at the time. She was a big-time model. I followed her over to Italy, to Milan, and I got stopped by Gianni Versace, and he was very interested in having me be in a lot of his fashion shows and a lot of his filming. So I, you know, I did some modeling for a while over there as well, but that was sort of a sidetrack to my life. I really wanted to get into acting more than anything else.
Okay, so I know that you're a Christian, and with that said, were you a Christian before you got into Hollywood, or did you become a Christian when you were in Hollywood?
Well, I've been a Christian my whole life. I don't remember ever saying I'm an agnostic or atheist. So I've been a believer my whole life.
Okay, amen. So let's tee it up and let's move into becoming Hercules. Now, Kevin, with all due respect, I mean, obviously, as I'm doing my homework, I see more and more of what you've done concerning your accolade and your achievements. But I got to tell you, I didn't realize it was that big of a deal or that much of an impact that you'd actually made, especially with Hercules, until I watched your bio. And during the bio, you said that Hercules was the biggest television program in the world. What does that look like? I mean, explain that.
Well, we by season three, we were in 176 countries. We passed Baywatch as the number one show in the world. We held that title for a little over 4 years. So pretty amazing. It was a big hit. It's still in like 60 countries around the world, which is amazing. But it's you know, I'm in New Zealand. I lived there for 7 years. That's where we filmed it. And when they came on the set to give us the news, it was pretty amazing. It was pretty cool to be part of something like that because, you know, how many actors, I know it's Friday 10, but how many actors can say that?
Oh my goodness. And you know, I got to be honest as well, when I'm watching some of these trailers of yours, that was some pretty cool stuff. Now, in all honesty, we're about the same age, so I think I was kind of doing my own thing, and I would see in passing every once in a while you on television, and it's pretty crazy to see how that all comes around when you get a little bit older. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's, you know, like I said, just watching some of the trailers even before the show here today, it's pretty impressive stuff. And I don't know how you go from just being a kid in Mound to just being an actor. I mean, did you go to school for this, or did you just step into it?
When I moved to L.A., I studied with three different acting coaches, about 2 years with each one. And I always went after, because you know, I went there, I didn't know anybody. I already had a commercial agent lineup because I had a good commercial tape already through my years back in Minneapolis. But you meet so many actors. Everybody's an actor now. So it was easy to meet them and find out about acting classes. And I wanted to go to the ones, oh, you don't want to go to him or her because she's tough to get into. Well, that's what I wanted to do. Because my dad taught me a long time ago, whatever makes you uncomfortable, whatever it's tough in life, go for that. That's going to make you stronger. So I took the tougher roads. But my last acting class before I got Hercules was that we had Brad Pitt in my class. We had Matthew Perry. We had Charlotte Ross. I mean, we had Gina Davis. I mean, there were some really good people in my class. And I remember, you know, this is before Matthew Perry got Friends. This board before Brad Pitt got A River Runs Through It, which really kicked off his career. So I was in a class with a lot of talented people, and I think we kind of fed off that off each other as well. So I don't know. I just had a belief in myself. I went out there, and one of my best buddies said to me, he said, remember, it's called show business, not show. So treat it like a business.
Amen. And yeah, I suppose if you go into it expecting that, it's probably not going to be all that hard of a lesson. But again, moving forward into Hollywood, what is it like? Because it seems like something took a serious shift with you being in Hollywood and being a part of Hollywood to now doing tons of Christian movies like God Is Not Dead, which, by the way, you were the professor, and I thought you did an outstanding job, my friend.
Thank you. Well, you know, after Hercules 7-year run, I went right into Andromeda. I played Andromeda for 5 years. That's the first show Gene Roddenberry created after Star Trek. He wrote it back in 1969. So my captain, Dylan Emp, was the first captain ever created after Captain Kirk. So it was really cool to be part of that because I was a huge Star Trek fan to begin with. So I did 5 years in that up in Vancouver, Canada. And then I started doing a lot of movies and, independent movies. The whole thing with... the Christian thing, the faith. I think every movie's a faith-based movie. If you're an atheist, that's a faith. I mean, if you believe in absolutely nothing, that's a pretty strong road to go down. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of.
Yeah, no,
but,
no.
I mean, 2010, I did my first what you could call a faith-based movie. It was with Dallas Jenkins directed it. His father, Jerry Jenkins, who did the Left Behind book, produced it and also funded it. Dallas is doing a series now called The Chosen, which is like kicking butt. It's doing very, very well. But that was a movie I shot with John Ratzenberger and Christy Swanson. Same writers that did God's Not Dead. In my book, it's a better movie than God's Not Dead. But when you have these small independent movies, it's really hard to get them out there because we're competing against Hollywood's $300 million movies. Yep. And now Hollywood spent $100 million on promoting a Spider-Man or an Avatar movie. We got to do the best we can by doing interviews, with you. I mean, we really have to get as many interviews across the country that we possibly can because we don't have the money to put a trailer in every football game and basketball game out there like they do. So just plugged away. But, I mean, it just became a different road. And I wanted to do movies that have a positive impact. There's so much negative crap out there, and Hollywood movies have hate and anger, divisiveness. It's it's amazing to me. I want to do movies that are about hope and redemption and love and laughter, things that are missing in the world right now. And I'm going to do movies that give people a positive uplift instead of a negative one that Hollywood keeps doing.
Amen. So I'm coming up against the hard break, and I want to ask you on the other side of this break, Kevin, what is it like sharing your faith with those in Hollywood? Have you been completely ostracized by Hollywood? Are you still friends with people in Hollywood? What does that look like?
You know, it's amazing. I mean, being a conservative is tough enough in Hollywood. Being a conservative and a Christian, I feel like being a double leper in Hollywood. So I actually had my manager and agent call me in. I thought it was like an intervention or something. They called me in. They said, we can't work with you anymore. And I was blown away. And I was like, what? Well, because, your views are different than Hollywood's views. You know, we're going, see, I don't harbor that hate and anger to other people if they have a different political viewpoint or they don't believe in God. That's fine. Let's have a chat about it. Well, I know I'm not going to change their mind. They're not going to change mine. But we can still have a civil discussion. Hollywood doesn't have civil discussions.
Yeah.
And people on that side of the fence don't have civil discussions. Everything's about hate and anger right now. And, I need to be canceled because of my belief. But I think it's worse being a Christian in Hollywood than being a conservative. So we parted ways, and I formed my own company, SorboStudios.com. Please go to SorboStudios.com. A lot of information there. I've shot over 40 movies. I've shot over...
Can we pick you up on the other side? Kevin got a hard break really quick. Folks, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where 10 people died in a mass shooting over the weekend. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. You're listening to USA Radio News. Pennsylvania's Senate race is front and center on Tuesday as candidates face public and private battles.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Special counsel John Durham's team issued opening arguments on Tuesday. It alleges former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman used the FBI to manipulate the Bureau on the eve of the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms up on social media platforms, which are beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, as well as Tim Brown's morning show on the right side of the page. Subscribe, friends. Wanted to let you know we're talking to Kevin Sorbo right now, Hercules, but I don't want to put him in a box because what I want you to see is I want you to see that he also did a movie called God is Not Dead. If you have not seen it, he did an outstanding part as a professor that was an atheist warring against a kid that was doing his best to convert him, Psalm 19:7. Let's go ahead and take a look real quick.
Do you think you're smarter than me, Wheaton? Do you think there's any argument you can make that I won't have an answer for?
I never said I was smarter.
That's the first intelligent thing you've said. I want to make this clear. In that classroom, there is a God, and yet I'm him. I'm also a jealous God, so do not try to humiliate me in front of my students. You know, I also checked up on your declared major on pre-law. What exactly is pre-law? We don't award degrees on that. Don't bother answering. But know this. If you truly feel a need to continue with this charade, I will make it my personal mission to destroy any hope of a law degree in your future. Have a nice day.
Folks, I got to tell you, after watching that one, Kevin, I mean, how many lines did you have to memorize for that movie? I mean, that was insanity as far as the memorization that had to take place during that filming.
Well, it was really well written, you know, and like I said before, it's the same writers that did a movie called God, What If? So God's Not Dead and What If, same writers. Check out both movies. I think people love them. I always make the joke when I do speaking events, and I say, yeah, I played an atheist college professor. I go, wait a minute, that's redundant. I played a college professor in a movie called God's Not Dead. So it was based on a true story, because at the end of that movie, they actually showed 28 court cases. There were hundreds more, yeah. But 28 court lawsuits where students had to sue the university and the professors that were failing them simply because they had a belief in God.
Amen. And you know what? That's what the church needs to learn from right there, is to stand up, because the history of the church is God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for if we're willing to fight for it.
Yep.
People are talking about on social media platforms right now, Kevin, that you were also a part of Bethany Hamilton's movie. How did you get that? How did you get that part in particular?
Well, they called me up. They knew I already was tied in to doing movies that had a positive message, so I was in the Soul Surfer movie with Bethany. And Helen Hunt was in the movie playing her mother, and their father's played by Dennis Quaid. Dennis and I actually just finished filming last year the Reagan movie. He plays the president. I play his pastor, and that movie will be out probably sometime in the fall.
Okay, gotcha. Where is it that you'd like people to go to concerning your information?
KevinSorbo.net is one place, but we're tying that in right now. If you go to SorboStudios.com, that's the best place. SorboStudios.com. Sign up. Keep up. I have four movies coming out this year that I shot last year. One's called Miracle in East Texas, Love. Another one is I just finished directing this other one, and it's called Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, based on the Left Behind books that sold like 80 million copies. That's coming out soon. And I have a new documentary coming out called Eating with the Enemy. It deals with the Last Supper and the 12 disciples. It's pretty fascinating.
Oh, interesting. Well, I got a phone call from Baltimore. I'm going to take this call. It's a question for Kevin Sorbos. This is Tom from Baltimore again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you to Kevin, or what is it that you'd like to ask Kevin?
Hey, Brad. Great interview. Mr. Sorbo, I wanted to ask you, first, I want to commend you for standing up for your faith and putting that ahead of monetary gain, and it's great, I think, that you're doing these Christian movies. What I was wondering, though, based upon what you had said earlier about there's not room for civil conversation about the faith subject matter in Hollywood, as Christians we're called to witness, and of course, by the work you do and decisions you make, you're doing that in a way, and I'm wondering, when you come into contact with non-believers in Hollywood, which I'm sure you still do from time to time, and other non-believers, do you find that you witness to them, or you refrain from witnessing to them?
Okay, so I'm going to give that back over to Kevin. Thank you, Tom. Totally appreciate it. Kevin, did you hear that? He wants to know how... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and respond.
Well, number one, I'm not afraid to have the conversation with anybody about it. For me, we are called to harvest. I think for my movies, I do. I reach millions and millions of people. I mean, I get pastors stop me all the time and say, look, I got a small flock of 300. What you do is amazing. I go, yeah, but we need your flock and every other thousands of flocks like yours, because, you know, it took a drop of water to start the ocean, right? I mean, so we need people to jump on board with that. I've certainly had these conversations. Number one, I left Hollywood. I live in Florida now. I got out of California 3 years ago. I just got to a point that I just didn't want to be there anymore because I hate what they're doing in that beautiful state. And, you know, the taxes, the traffic, everything. And I've got family here in Florida, so my wife and I have been talking for years to move out here. We finally made the move. And I've shot 69 movies, and 60 of those 69 movies are shot in Texas or further east. Nothing shoots in California. And I said, why are you dealing with it? You know, so, but when I do meet people that talk about, I'm not afraid to talk about it whatsoever. I mean, we're called there. Hey, look, it reminds me, I've got a documentary that did very well last year at Amazon. It's called Against the Tide. Go to againstthetide.movie, and I did it with John Lennox. He's a very famous, world-famous apologist, retired math professor from Oxford. We shot 3 weeks in Oxford, 2 weeks in Israel. I call it, it's called Against the Tide, Proving God in a World of Science. I call it Apologetics for Dummies Like Me. It's very educational, and it'll give you a lot of ways to how to defend your faith in a very faithless world.
So let's go to Hollywood. Let's just go to a setting, Kevin, and give us some sort of an example of maybe some of these other actors that are very well known. Are you like a Nicodemus where they'll talk to you about their faith in a corner, or are they the type that will come out and speak and proclaim their faith boldly without any reserve?
I've never had anyone like in the industry especially other actors, they get in my face and saying, how dare you believe in God or something like that. I've never experienced that. On the internet, you do. Certainly Facebook took me down. It's crazy what the world's going through right now. There's people out there that, you know, the culture club, right, the cancel culture world, that if I'm going to show up and speak at some place, or even go to an autograph show, they'll write in and say, you better not let that guy come here. He's a conservative. That's the reason to ban me from coming to an autograph show for people. When I go to these autograph shows, I don't get political. I don't get it. To me, we're there signing autographs for fans who loved Hercules or loved Andromeda or loved any of the movies I've done. And that's what fans are there for, and that's what I'm there for. People will come up when I ask a question, hey, do you have any more Christian movies coming out? I'll say, yeah, I got one coming out now. But I want to do movies more like Blindside, more like Green Book, movies that the message is in there, but it's not like in your face, because I think I know that's one thing that turns a lot of people off that are non-believers, is that you better believe or you're going to hell, you know. Yeah. And they don't want to hear that. They want to hear something a little more positive, I think. So I don't want to go in there and be all negative with people about things and shake my fingers, because they're not wrong in a lot of ways. There's a lot of Christian people out there that think they're better than everybody else, and you're not, because none of us are perfect by any means whatsoever. And it's funny with some of my movies. I get Christians coming up, well, it wasn't Christian enough. Or other ones come up, yeah, oh, it was Christian. You're like going, oh, my gosh. But it still has a good message in it, right? I mean, it's like you can't please everybody. And it's just the way it is. People are funny, and you just got to move on and just try to do the best you can, is what I think.
Yeah. Now, listen, for me and who I am as a preacher, it would be really hard to last for more than probably 30 seconds. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's not a nice way to say that, but that's what Matthew 3:2 tells us, that we're to preach to the world. And obviously, if they're not going to listen to that, if they're going to reject it, well, then we fall into the lot of those that are going to be hated for his namesake, just the way Jesus would. But I do understand the fact that, you know, either you give them too much or you don't give them enough. I've never personally been accused of that. But then again, I also see the ratings on radio as to the fact that I use the Word of God, and I premise it concerning everything that I talk about on the Word of God. I can see how people respond to that. But it's also interesting, Kevin, in my particular situation, when people get in trouble, the country, there's another crisis, they run right back to the ministry, they run right back to the radio show, and they say that the Word of God was right. So it's interesting how that all works. I'm the guy that people come to when they're in trouble. I got 3 minutes left with you, Kevin. I got a call from Australia. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take Derek from Australia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What was it, Derek, that you would like to add to or take from or propose a question to Kevin Sorbo's Hercules, as we all know him?
Yes, g'day from Australia again, and g'day, Kevin. Much of a fan here in Australia. We love your work very, very much, and blessings from Australia to you. I just wanted to keep you a little bit updated with what I'm seeing fallout from Canberra. It seems that they were using long-range acoustic devices, that sonic weapons, against us in Canberra. There seems to be more and more people.
Okay, Derek, let me do this. I'll pick you up right after we get done here, okay, with Kevin. Kevin, I'm going to pull you back up. I'm going to go ahead and give you – I got about 2 minutes left with you, sir. Go ahead and give your information again. If you want to drive some traffic, it's all yours.
Hey, Kevin, SorboStudios.com, that's the best place to go. But I got to tell you, one of the best things, I'm going to go back to what you talked about earlier, one of the blessings of COVID, two things, actually. We're homeschool advocates. My wife wrote a number of homeschool books throughout the country. 2 million homeschoolers are now, 2 million more now because of COVID, because parents are finding out how crazy our public schools are. But the other thing that's great about COVID is that I'm looking at just my church alone, but I found out from a number of churches that the number of people that ran, that didn't go into churches because they didn't want to meet church people, when all this COVID thing, and fear is the weapon that governments are using against us right now for the last 2 years, people are running to the internet to watch different churches, different sermons on church by the millions. People are looking for hope. They're looking for redemption. They're looking for a place to go that's safe instead of the craziness of what our governments are doing. And pastors, you work for God. You don't work for government. Remember that. Because don't worry about working your congregation down to a manageable size, okay?
Amen. I totally appreciate it. Thank you for your time, Kevin. Short notice again. Thanks for jumping on. We appreciate you. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick up Derek from Australia. Derek from Australia, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more segment. I'm going to show you some brand new news coming out of that of Australia here in just a moment. But before we do that, friends, I want to get back to our friend Derek in Australia. Derek, go ahead and finish out that thought, please.
Yes, I'm sorry for changing the subject. We were talking to Kevin. There seems to be more and more footage coming out on social media, and obviously we can't trust the mainstream media any longer, and we are relying upon good civilians sharing the footage and the subject. I'm seeing more and more pictures of children and old people that were burnt from the long-range acoustic devices, the sonic weapons that they turned on us on Saturday at Canberra. Absolutely disgusting. I rang and spoke to the Parliament yesterday, and nothing but laughed at.
You know, the bottom line is the people, not just in America, but all over the world, have a prime opportunity right now to deal with the powers that have been tolerated far too long. And when you look at what's being played out in front of us, when you look at the millions of people, because, Derek, you just told us that there was 1.4 million people in protest, and the mainstream media, belittled the efforts of the Australians there by saying hundreds showed up, that should enrage the people. In the sense of having now to deal with corruption in the media and corruption in their said governments, because they do not have a lawful right to do the things that they're doing. But look at the opportunity that we have right now. We can turn this whole thing. This is a prime opportunity for the church to stand up and understanding the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Oh, my goodness. The people on this globe need to rise up and deal with all of those bad guys that they have been warned about for 60 years now.
Absolutely. And like you said many times, the more they push us, the more the spell they write.
That's true. It's happening in England. It's happening in Canada. The more they attack the Canadians, the more that their ranks are swelling. No question about it. Yeah. Derek, always love hearing from you, my friend. I totally do. Totally appreciate you. And thank you for keeping us abreast as to what's going on in Australia there as well. Now, folks, I want to come over to this. My son just told me about this right before the show. It's one thing that, how do I say this? It's one thing that I won't do. When you go swimming in the ocean, you always have to. You're 3 feet of water. You're in 3 feet of water. That's where the sharks love to attack. I remember some time ago, we were in the Pacific, and I remember joking about a shark attack. You know, if you go out there, you're probably going to get attacked. Well, we were on a little bit of a dinner boat, which was an absolute ripoff, by the way. But with that said and going forward, friends, lo and behold, on the front page of the paper, there just happened to be a shark attack in 3 feet of water during that particular time where an individual lost their leg. So when I'm in the ocean, I don't go deep. I may jump in and jump right out, but I'm not going to dare the very mammals that are in the water, namely sharks. I'm not going to dare their justice. And really what this reminds me of, friends, is jumping in the water with shark-infested waters, namely in the Pacific, the Atlantic, wherever the case might be, it always drops in on me that there may be a shark in the water. And can I attribute that to Jaws back in 1977? Oh, you better know. That's exactly what it has to do with. I remember seeing that as a little kid, and in Minneapolis, there were so many people, the line went literally around the whole block. But when I seen that movie, I remember to jump into a swimming pool. I had to get out of the water right away because it was always going through my mind, there might be a shark. You know how your mind plays tricks on you. And it was funny, but it was also frightening, and you would always get that chill up the back of your spine. And I've always told my kids, you don't need to go out into deep water when you're in the ocean. Just stay in 3 feet of water, come back, don't go any further than that. Now, on a serious note, I say that for the very purpose that we hear about shark attacks all the time. And I'm going to show you one right now, and it's bothersome. This just happened yesterday in Australia. A swimmer killed by shark in horrifying attack in front of beachgoers video. Now, I did watch the video, and I don't rejoice in seeing this kind of stuff, but I do have a parable and an analogy that I'd like to lay to what I just got done seeing, and I'd like for you to see it as well if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and take a view of this, friends. This is insanity.
Someone just got eaten by a shark. Big great white. That's a great white.
There was a swimming instructor out in the water.
Oh, no.
And he was swimming in the ocean there off the coast of Australia.
That's insane.
And a shark got a hold of him. It was a 14-foot shark. And it looked like half of his body that wasn't bitten off. Oh, okay. That wasn't bitten off. Thank you. It rose to the surface again, as you can see right now. He began to swim away. The camera pulls off of the man trying to get away from the shark. And the shark comes in and finishes him off. Sorry for the expletives on social media platforms. But, folks, this kind of stuff is happening all the time. Now, what am I talking about when I say, well, I want to bring this over to a parable? Well, when you look at Psalm 19:11, it tells us, moreover, by them thy servant is warned. When you go on a beach, you see what? You can see this in California. You can see this in Florida. Sharks, warning, sharks, go at your own risk. So you've already gotten the warning signs, like the Ten Commandments, warning you not to offend God in this particular case, right? And I'm talking about the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. But again, the Bible says that by them your servant is warned. So when those signs are posted, it means there's sharks in the water. But it's interesting how many people just go past them signs. They forget about the warning signs. And then they end up in the waters where they're infested by sharks that take their life and at the end take their soul. Now I'm blending these together, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Folks, to play with sin is like jumping in the ocean infested with sharks. Because the Bible tells us that the end of sin is death. Okay? And I'm talking about James 1, starting in verse 12. And I'm also talking about Romans 6, verse 23. Now, there's a positive to this, that there's everlasting life in Jesus Christ. But the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that you don't stand before God on judgment day, and that you are judged for your sin, because you will be condemned for your sin. You know, it's been said that for those that like to play in their sin, sin will keep you a lot longer than you stay or want to stay, and it will charge you a lot more than you want to pay. And when I seen this video this morning, that's the first thing I thought of, is to remain in your sin, friends, is to jump in the water with these sharks, daring the results, because the results will be sure to come. That's why the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, as I was talking with Kevin. And also talking about Acts 20, verse 21, Paul said that he preached repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So, when you get a moment, read the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20. Allow them, because you've broken every single one of them, allow them to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. The law detects, Romans 3:20, grace conquers, Ephesians 2:8. Because the fact of the matter is, you pass from judgment because you see that the Son of Man steps into your place, where the Son says to the Father, Father, the sin that they have committed, put it upon me. I will stand in their place. I will be the sacrifice to reconcile man back unto you. Folks, if there's a greater love, I have not found it. But you want to talk about a merciful, loving God? You want to talk about a Jesus that loves us in action, not in word? Oh my goodness, 1 John 3:18. Because he's done it all. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we still have time today. And the Bible says that we're supposed to redeem the time, for the days are evil. We still have today to make it right with God. Meet him on his terms. Again, read Exodus 20. Understand that you violated every single one of his laws. And let it drive you to godly repentance through the work of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. And thereby the fruit thereof will that you will bear fruit to the glory of Christ. Mark 6:15. And also, I'm thinking of that of, 5:16, and then also that of 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. So read it when you get a moment. We'll talk to you in about 23. Totally appreciate you. Again, please consider making us one of those that you support to keep out there. We're going to be in Iowa on Saturday, sold out event. We're going to be in Tennessee with Alan Keyes, presidential contender against Barack Obama and Obama in Illinois there, as well as we will be at WPNN in Florida doing in-studio. And then after that, friends, this is great. We're going to be doing a high school assembly, and we're also going to be doing a college in South Carolina. I'm totally looking forward to it. We are out there doing what we do because we love God, and the fact of the matter is we're responding to his commandments, Mark 16:15. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.